I could go down the list. People who know what they're doing, and they're still on duty, they're still flying.
Major Kehoe, what would you like to see done about flying saucers that is not currently being done? What steps would you like to see taken?
I think the American people should write to their congressman and insist that open hearings be held by the Senate Committee on the Permanent Committee on Government Operations, which has been looking into this for 6 months.
An Air Force spokesman told us this last week. He said members of the Senate subcommittee have talked with us already, and they have shown no interest in conducting any hearings on this issue.
I talked with the chief investigator within the last 2 weeks. I gave him a lot of information, and I gave him data on one case where an airliner was sent to chase one of these things, and the passengers kept in ignorance of it at that time. That involves two government agencies beside the Air Force, which has refused to release the report.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say this, if the committee were to get Ruppelt, Major Fournet, several colonels that were on that time, Major General Garland, who was on the project, there would be a big revelation, because the Air Force is simply treating the American people like children. They don't trust them with the facts.
You know, here is an interesting question, Major. The United States and Russia have started sending satellites into the sky, and we may be hitting the moon with a rocket soon, possibly Mars. You believe that creatures from outer space have space stations on Mars. What's going to happen when we start firing rockets at the moon or at Mars?
That question's already been brought up. We expect to have a base on the moon within the next 5 years. It's possible that there is a base on there. I don't say there was any proof of it.
Is it possible we're going to start an interplanetary war when we start sending our rockets to the moon and to Mars?
In 1955, General Douglas MacArthur said the next war would be an interplanetary war, and we'd have to unite against people from other planets.
One last question, Major Kehoe. Have you ever seen a flying saucer?
I've seen them tracked on radar, but I take the word of about 800 of the best witnesses in this country and abroad.
But you yourself have never seen a flying saucer?
I've just been a reporter, and a careful one.
Thank you very much, Major Donald Kehoe. As you've just heard, the flying saucer controversy is deadlocked in contradictory statements and interpretation of facts. As for Major Donald Kehoe himself, like most of us, he's never seen a flying saucer, which may just make him like a mystic who's never seen a ghost. But one must give him credit. He has much faith.